Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's the guy we turn to when we want to talk about small business issues, especially the smaller the issue. The smaller the small business issue, the better it gets. Jeff Sabar is the author of a number of books, including Home Office Know-How, including Safe at Home, and he's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back.
Great to be back with you again, Jim. Thanks for having me.
The chief home officer. Did I say that? I want to make sure I get that in there. Hey, Jeff.
Not the chief home officer, although I am, you know, kind of, you know, can you know,
well,
rub the nickels, but you know.
I know that?
There you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know who buys when we have a meal, right, folks?
Hey, absolutely.
Hey, Jeff. Social media has. I've called it a craze and not a fad and for the past few years, meaning that it was all the rage, but it was not going to go away. It wasn't going to be like
right.
Beanie Babies, you know, or something like that. I said it is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's going
right.
It's going to stay. But I also predicted that over time we wouldn't talk about social media. We would just connect with each other. We'd just build communities. And in terms of our businesses, we just go to market, and social
right.
media would be one of the ways we would do it. And we quit talking about social media the way we quit talking about whether you have a website or not. We talk about
right.
having. We talk about what we do on our websites, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. And so I think we're starting to move in that direction. I think the curve is starting to move in the direction of we don't have to talk about it. We can just do it. It's a tool that we use when we need it. And
right.
stay away from it when it's not productive. What do you think?
Well, I think it's the second half of that comment that it has come to bear on a lot of people. I mean, because the first has come true for many people who use it, especially micropreneurs. You know, it's one thing if you run a small business and you hire a firm to go handle your social media. So they're blogging for you, or they're handling your Facebook, you know, fan page
mm-hmm.
updates, or they're tweeting for you. It's another thing if you're, like myself, a very small business where I'm the one who sets up all those accounts. If there ain't no blogging going on, it's because Jeff's not at the keyboard
right.
writing. You know, if there's no updates to the fan page, it's because I haven't posted anything. But that's all, that's great, and that's become part of how small business goes to market. But the flip side is, as a very small business owner, or even as any business owner who may be involved in social media, there are people who are Fortune 500 execs who like to tweet and like to have, you know, update their status and things
mm-hmm.
like that. But you can get sucked into the vortex of social
mm-hmm.
media and never see the light of day. And I mean, it can take so much time. It can become the time sap of time that you never even realized you were losing. And all of a sudden, the end of the day, productivity is down, and this is not just for you as a business owner. This could be if you have employees.
Well, This is what happened in the early days. Let's say, you know, 2-3 years ago. What happened was some people thought that they were going to be able to make a living out of hanging out on social media, because
right.
somebody was going to contact them and give them a job or give them work or whatever it may be. And so they fooled themselves into believing that by staying out there and by staying relevant and retweeting and all that kind of stuff, that they were actually working, and all they were doing was staying busy.
Right, right. And it's, you look at the end of the day, while, you know, social media can be a very important part of your marketing arsenal. Okay, we can't discount it because we're losing productivity because we're spending too much time. That doesn't mean we should cut
right.
back and say no more social media, because it can be, depending on where your audience is, where your market is, it could be a very important part of the way you go to market and you know, and execute on your marketing and campaigns and the advertising and promotions, etc. But left unchecked, it can really just suck that time up to the point that about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I did an experiment. Well, not, it was more than an experiment, but Stephen Covey had, Seven Habits guy had a saying that it takes 21 days to make a habit.
Mm-hmm.
I imposed upon myself a social media blackout where I said,
wow,
from 8:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., I will not go on to Facebook, I will not go on to Twitter, I will not blog, I will only do, paying productive
mm-hmm.
work. And I did that for about three. I posted to my Facebook that I was going to do it and got a lot of heat for that, to my fan page as well. But then I did it, and it went on for a while to the point that now I did it for probably like a month, and it sort of curbed that insatiable desire. It was like my Nicorette, I was able to curb the desire, the need to get on Facebook during the day. But then if I found something I needed to tweet after that, go in, put something on my fan page, it automatically goes to my Twitter.
That's when it became a tool.
It became a tool.
It didn't become. It wasn't. It wasn't something that was controlling you.
Right.
It became a tool. You used it when you needed it, and you moved on and did other things, because the truth is, that's all they are. These aren't. I don't know anybody who's actually made a living hanging out on Facebook or Twitter. Or even LinkedIn. Nobody's can make a living doing that, but they can
right.
contribute to their business, contribute to their personal well-being or their financial success
right.
by using it as a tool when
right.
when appropriate.
Well, again, back to the point, it can be a very powerful marketing tool. I was someone I read who blogs, a guy named Bruce Turkell down here, who's an advertising executive and a thinker along the marketing lines. He blogs every Wednesday, and he blogged recently about, why does he blog? Well, because he enjoys writing. He knows some of his friends enjoy reading. He gets comments,
mm-hmm.
and he gets business from it. And he's the
yep.
type of guy who probably gets good, four- to five-figure business out of a blog, and probably significant five-figure.
And he uses tools.
He uses it as a tool.
Yeah,
right.
And of course, now remember, folks, in case I can hear a few people gasping out there and getting vapors. We're talking about businesses, folks. We're not talking about you and Aunt Minnie or you and your friend who lives in another country or whatever. We're not talking about that kind of thing. Hopefully you're doing that at night anyway or at lunch hour. But we're talking about the way businesses use social media. And Jeff brought us some great thoughts, some things to think about. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages with our good friend Jeff Sabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.